So translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapons of Ashwatthama. Purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The list of dangerous encounters is submitted herein. Devaki was once put into difficulty by her envious brother. Otherwise, she was well. But Kunti Devi and her sons were put into difficulty one after another for years and years together. They were put into difficulty by Duryodhan and his party due to the kingdom. And each and every time the sons of Kunti were saved by the Lord. Once Bhima was administered poison in a cake. Once they were put into house made of shellac and set afire. And once Draupadi was dragged out and attempts were made to insult her by stripping her naked in the vicious assembly of the Kurus. The Lord saved Draupadi by supplying an immeasurable length of cloth. And Duryodhan's party failed to see her naked. Similarly, when they were exiled in the forest, Bhima had to fight with the man-eater demon Hidimba Rakshas. But the Lord saved him. So it was not finished there. After all these tribulations, there was a great battle of Kurukshetra, and Arjuna had to meet such great generals as Drona, Bhishma, Karna, all powerful fighters. And at last, even when everything was done away with, there was the Brahmastra released by the son of Dronacharya to kill the child within the womb of Uttara. And so the Lord saved the only surviving descendant of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit. Jai Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam He Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you first of all for giving me the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not qualified to speak, but for my own purification and for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, I am trying to speak something. In the previous verse, Kunti Devi list out that she said there are so many dangers that came upon on our lives, but Lord, you saved us in all those dangerous situations. And in this verse, all the dangers are enumerated, and at least some of them have been enumerated here. Krishna actually, and in this, starting from verse 21, she's expressing how fortunate she is. So first she talks about the good fortune of, in verse 21, the good fortune of Vasudev and Devaki, because Krishna was born as their child. And then in the next verse she talks about that, I am so fortunate that I can see the form of the Lord, transcendental form of the Lord. And in the previous verse, she is expressing that that Krishna, not directly, but she's expressing the feeling is that Krishna did not protect the sons of Devaki, his own mother, but Krishna protected her and her sons all the time through so many dangers. So, and Prabhupada says in this purport that Devaki was once put into difficulty by her envious brother. Otherwise, she was well, because Devaki had her husband with her to protect her and to provide for her. But Kunti, she lost her husband and she had no protection. So she was totally dependent on the Lord. So that's one reason. And we will understand this and as we discuss Prabhupada's purport, how Kunti was protected. And so all the dangers, the list of... So we'll start with... So the question is why they had to suffer so much. And that's because of Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra felt that this kingdom actually belongs to me. But because I was born blind, the kingdom was given to my younger brother, Pandu. But now that he is dead, and I should again become... I'm again become the proprietor of this kingdom. So he felt that I could not become the king, but at least my sons should become the king. So that was his plan. And he was supported by his brother-in-law, who was staying with him, called Shakuni. And Shakuni was expert in making conspiracy. So he also encouraged him that actually you could not become, but at least your son should become the king. So that's how he was supported. But it was not the case initially, because when, in the Vedic culture, when the elders take the responsibility of taking, of raising children who are fatherless. So when Pandu, his younger brother, died, so Dhritarashtra took upon himself to raise the children, and he was really taking good care of them, absolutely no problem. But Prabhupada explained that Maya is very strong. So Maya made him, instructed him that actually you could not become, but at least your son should become the king. And that changed, that changed everything. And that was the beginning of all the conspiracy. And so the first conspiracy was to kill, was to poison Bhima. So Bhima was playing with his cousins. He was very young and he was playing with his cousins. And Duryodhan conspired to poison him. So what he did is he made a big feast for Bhima, and he put huge amount of poison. There was so much poison that it could kill 100 men at a time. And that is the amount of poison was put into the food. Bhima was very happy. He's saying, this is a big feast. I'm always happy to take big feast. So he ate everything. But there was no effect on Bhima until evening when he started to become very tired. And then he actually went to sleep. So when Duryodhan saw that he's went to sleep, he said, this is the opportunity. So he, along with his brother, Dushasan, they came and tied him with a rope and threw him in the river. So Duryodhan's body sank to the bottom of the river. And there were a lot of snakes, Naga snakes, who started biting his body. But by Krishna's grace, that the poison from the Naga acted as an antidote to the body, to the poison within his body already. So then he came back to life, but he was dragged to Vasuki, down the Patal Lok, to Vasuki, who was the king of all the snakes. And he was pleased by Bhima, and he gave him a nectar drink. And that nectar drink had so much power that that Bhima got the strength of 10,000 elephants. And actually, that's one drink was sufficient to give strength of thousands of elephant. But Bhima started drinking gallons and gallons. So much he drank. And Vasuki felt, I've never seen any human being. No human being can eat so much of this nectar. It's very, very strong. So this is how Krishna turned around the situation. Instead of not only saved him, but also he gave him a lot of strength, and which will be of use later on in his life. So that was the first instance. And the next instance, that Kunti says, is that they were protected from the great fire. So Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra, they felt that this Pandavas were having a lot of influence on the people of the kingdom, and they felt that they are the rightful heir of to the kingdom, and they have a lot of positive influence. So they wanted to change that. So they made a plan that they sent them to a place called Varanavata, and they said the reason was that there was going to be a big festival in the glorification of Lord Shiva. So they said that you should go on behalf of the throne and represent us, represent the throne and do charity and interact with the locals there. So that was a pretext. But actual reason was that they wanted to, at least Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra felt that they were sent across so that they can do a lot of charity within the Hastinapur and influence, change the mind of the people, that they are very good people and do all this good work for the people and change their mindset. So that was a plan. But Duryodhan had a special plan along with his uncle Shakuni, that they wanted to kill the Pandavas by burning down the house. So Duryodhan sent his very confidant Purochana to go and build this shellac house. So shellac is like, Prabhupada explains, it's like plastic. It burns very quickly. I mean, not like plastic, but the effect is like plastic. It's very inflammable. So the house could be easily burned down, and then the Pandavas could will die. So that will get rid of them. So that was Duryodhan's plan, which Dhritarashtra was not aware initially. So, but Vidura hinted to Yudhishthir Maharaj that there is going to be a big fire, so be careful. Take care. So they started going and living in the house. And after some days, Vidura sent a miner. So the miner actually dug a tunnel through the house for their escape. But it took a long time to actually build the tunnel. So they were waiting that every night they will go to sleep thinking that tonight this house is going to burn down and we need to escape. But it didn't happen. So this went on for 1 year. And just imagine the level of stress every night going that this could be the night. But it was not happening. So Yudhishthir Maharaj felt, now this is enough. He said that we should preempt this Purochana. And this Purochana was living on the ground floor next to the door so that he can escape as soon as he put it on fire. So that was his plan. So Yudhishthir Maharaj told Bhima that you should go and put the, you should lit the fire and do it at the door. So Bhima did that and they escaped through the tunnel. So that was another escape that Krishna arranged for them. So that was the other one. And after they escaped from the house, they were going through the jungle. In fact, when they were staying in that house, when Bhima got to know this plan, he said that we should go and kill all these people and then go away from here. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, we can't do that. He knew this politics. So he said that if they made a plan to kill us, that if you try to escape this way, they will find another way to kill you. So this is not a good plan. So that is why after escaping, they went to the jungle, through the forest. And after going through the forest, they took a shelter in the house of a family. But in that village, there was a demon, a man-eater. And so this is the example that Prabhupada gives. This is slightly different from the Hidimba story. This is, I'm referring from the talk of the Prabhupada. The lecture I heard. So this is another example of how the man-eater, Krishna saved him from the man-eater. So the Pandavas were living in this family's house, and the arrangement was made that each family should give one man for this Rakshasa to eat, and that is way and then he will not disturb the rest of the village. So one day the turn came of the family where Pandavas were staying, and they were, but and they felt that because we are staying in this family, they've given us shelter, they're giving us all the necessities that we have an obligation to this family. So that is the culture. So Kunti Maharani said that Bhima can go and meet this Rakshasa. She was confident that Bhima will kill him. So that's what Bhima did. So he killed this great demon, Rakshasa rather. And so that was another big danger that they had to face because of Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. The next is the vicious assembly. So this is where in the vicious assembly there was a Karna actually instigated that after Draupadi was lost in the betting that she should be made naked in front of the assembly. So that was a plan, and the reason for that is Karna, when there was a swayamvar for Draupadi, he actually went to take participate, and he had great attraction for Draupadi. But Draupadi knew that if Karna actually participate, he will actually win it. And she wanted to marry Arjuna. So she came up with this plan that this Swayamvar is only eligible for Kshatriyas. And she knew that Karna was not considered a Kshatriya. So that is a plan she came, and she excluded him. And that's something he kept in mind, that grudge he had against Draupadi, that she actually insulted me and did not allow me to participate in the Swayamvar. So when Draupadi was lost in the betting, Karna said that now she is our property and we can do whatever we like with her. At least an attempt was made to make her naked. And Prabhupada says that this is a asat sabha means, asat means civilized men, but asat means uncivilized, vicious people. So the vicious, the uncivilized society wants to see a woman naked. Chanakya Pandit says that one should not see any woman other than one's wife naked. So, or one should address one should address all women as mother, except one's own wife. So this is the culture. This is the Vedic culture. And Prabhupada also remarks that now there is at least at that time, the culture was to call women as Behenji, sister. So Prabhupada said this is not a culture. And now I see people even calling other women as Bhabi, which is a wife of a younger brother. So this is another new invention. But not in the Vedic culture. The women are treated as mothers. And for Brahmachari, right from the young age, they were trained to see the women as mothers. So as children, when they go for begging alms, they would go knock on the door saying, "Mother, mother, please give us some alms." So they were trained right from the childhood to see women as mothers. So when they grow up, they cannot change that. It's there in their mind. It's there in the consciousness. The women are treated as mothers. So that is a Vedic culture. But that was not the case in this Asat assembly. So Krishna supplied a huge quantity of, unlimited quantity of sari. And before that, actually, Draupadi was trying to, first she was trying to take shelter of Bhishma Dev, then her husbands, but nobody could come. And Krishna was waiting that when is she going to call for me? But as soon as she raised her hand in remembering Krishna, "Hey Krishna, hey Govinda," immediately the cloth was supplied and she was saved from that. So that was another big tragedy that they were saved. So the question arises that why that they had to go through so much suffering? Why so many dangers were falling upon Pandavas? Anybody wants to comment? Why they had to go through so much dangers, so much difficulty? Anybody? Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, Krishna is glorifying them, how they are responding to this situation. Very nice. Is it the Prabhu? Oh, very nice. So Krishna was saying that even though you could be a great devotee, but you cannot be exempt from going through difficulties. Anybody else? Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, very excellent. So how we should take shelter of Krishna in great difficulty. And here I just want to read from Prabhupada's purport, because Prabhupada says this is the instruction. And I didn't want to mess it up, so I thought of just reading his verbatim, how Prabhupada explains. So Prabhupada says, so just imagine that the Pandavas, and this is just 2-3 paragraphs, not very long. So just imagine that the Pandavas, they had their wife, Draupadi. She is incarnation of goddess of fortune and friend of Krishna. And Krishna is always protecting them, but still there are so many dangers. This is the instruction, that because Krishna is protecting you, you cannot expect that you will be out of danger. I'll just repeat. That because Krishna is protecting you, you cannot expect that you will be out of danger. Danger you must see, because then you will know that this material existence is full of dangers. Padam padam yad vipadam. This we always remember. We should not be so fool that I am living very comfortably now. No, sir, you are in danger. That is said by Krishna. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. You do not take this material existence as comfortable at any moment. Then you will not be able to make progress in spiritual life. As soon as you think that I am very comfortable here, then you are spiritually fall down. That is Maya. As soon as. So at the present moment, people are becoming implicated with Maya more and more, because foolishly they are thinking that I am now very comfortable. I have got this skyscraper building. I have got so much bank balance. I have got so nice wife. So I am comfortable. They are thinking like that. They do not know that it is not comfortable life. It is dangerous life. Because you have to change your body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Why don't you remember that? Because as soon as death will take place, next moment, you are proprietor of this house. Next moment, you become a dog of this house. So if you have got so much attachment for the house, at the same time your activities have been like dogs, then you have to get the body of a dog. And you may remain in this quarter and bark, and Prabhupada imitates a dog. Gyao, 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 gyao. That they do not know. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. When there is a nice building, nice comfortable life, they do anything sinful without knowing that I am not going to be escaped by this sinful activities. I will have to suffer for that. As I am enjoying now comfortable material comforts due to my some pious activities in the past, similarly, if I commit sinful life, then I'll have to suffer next life. That they do not know. Therefore, it is always dangerous to enjoy in this material life. Is dangerous because you are creating next life very, very abominable. That the only escape is that will be explained by Kunti Devi in the next verse, that they were in danger, but they were simply thinking of Krishna. Krishna, we have no other shelter. This position should be taken. We are always in danger, and we should always think of the lotus feet of Krishna. Then we are safe. Otherwise, it is very dangerous. So this is Prabhupada's instruction to always remember Krishna, and that's the way to save ourselves from this material existence. So we'll continue. The next was after this Asat Sabha, the next difficulty that Kunti and the Pandavas went through was the war. Was the war Mrde Mrde Aneka Maharatha Ashtatha. So actually before this they have to live in the forest for very long time. So after they lost Draupadi, the next gambling was on going to the forest if they will lose the match. So the agreement was that if they lose, they'll have to go for 12 years in the forest. And the 13th year will be incognito. And if they are found out, if they are found out during the incognito period, they'll have to spend another 12 years in the forest. So many difficulties while living in the forest that they had to go through. But after this, after they came back from this exile in the forest, Krishna said, "Enough is enough now. Now you have put them into so much difficulty for so many years. Now let's bring a settlement. Okay, they are a Kshatriya. Okay, they cannot live like a Vaishya or a Brahmana or a Shudra. You give them each of the Pandavas one village, 5 villages, and then the matter will be settled." But Duryodhana said, no way I'm going to give this. I'm not going to give you a land equal to a tip of a needle. So just forget it. Without a war, we're not going to give you anything. So that Kurukshetra was forced upon the Pandavas. But Arjuna was so kind that he didn't feel that this Duryodhana has given me so much trouble that he should be punished. He was still sympathetic. He said that, "I don't want to kill them." Because Prabhupada says that he was a Vaishnava. So the Vaishnavas suffer so much, but still they're thinking, para dukkha dukhi, that they don't want to cause harm to others. So that is an example of a Vaishnava. And after that, in this great war of Kurukshetra, there were great Maharathis. So Prabhupada explains that there is a Ekarathi, where a person fights with one warrior. And when he fights with thousands of warriors, it is called Maharathi. And when he fights with more and more warriors, it is called Athirathi. So in this war, there were great warriors like Bhishma, Drona, and Karna. And Krishna had to save them each time. So in the case of Karna, when his wheel was broken and he was trying to repair, he was killed unlawfully. And Karna objected that, "How can you kill me? This is not the code of conduct." Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagwan ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Karna objected that, "How can you kill me like this? This is not the proper code." Then Krishna countered it, saying that, "Where was your lawlessness? Where was your dharma when Draupadi was robbed in that assembly?" So Krishna ordered Arjuna to kill him. So he was killed like that. Otherwise, it was very difficult to kill Karna. Similarly with Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev took a vow that I will kill Arjuna or make his friend Krishna break his vow. And Arjuna, by that time, he was so exhausted that it was very difficult for him to win against Bhishma Dev. So Krishna lifted a wheel of a broken chariot and went to attack Bhishma Dev. The Bhishma Dev said, "This is it. So Krishna has broken his promise. So I don't need to fight anymore now." So that's another way Krishna ensured that he protects against this great, great Maharathas. So many such difficulties that they had to go through in this great war. And then finally, this Ashwatthama, he was such a vicious person that he killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, and still he was not satisfied. Then he wanted to kill his the grandson, the son of Uttara, who was in the womb, by a great weapon called Brahmastra. And this Brahmastra was targeted to kill Parikshit Maharaj in the womb. But Krishna entered into the womb and protected the child from within. So this is the great difficulty that Pandavas had to go through. And towards the end of the class, Prabhupada gives us hope. He reminds us again that, say it verbatim. So we should not be afraid. Because this place is dangerous, we should expect always danger. But if we are faithful to Krishna, if we simply, I mean to say, expect help from Krishna, then Krishna will save you. These are the examples by the fight of Mahabharata. Thank you very much. So that is the end of the class. Any questions or comments or corrections?